What keeps us from communicating? What keeps you from having your say? What keeps you from expressing yourself? Hello and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. On the show, I interview peak performing innovators in the creative, social impact, and earth conservation spaces. I also bring you ideas and techniques that you can grab and use to set goals, create, and unlock your potential for changing yourself and the world. And now let's get to the show. Hey there, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. Thanks for taking time out of your day to be here. I really appreciate it. I want to talk about a couple of different things today, but first of all, the Innovative Mindset Podcast it's going to go through some changes in the next few months. One of the things that I'm finding is that I'm not just talking about innovation anymore in this show. In fact, a lot of my solo episodes like this one have been talking about creativity separately from communication, separately from compassion, separately from curiosity. And why is that important? Well, the reason it's important is because I think we need all four of those in order to really be innovators, in order to really make a difference in the world. You need to be creative, you need to be compassionate, you need to be curious, and you need to communicate. And so I keep thinking that this podcast needs to reflect more of that, because that's what I'm really talking about. So watch this space for changes in either the focus or the name. It might be going back to the Creative Mindset Podcast. It might be coming into the Isolde T Podcast. I'm not sure, but it's going to be undergoing some changes, and I wanted to give you a heads up about that right now. Okay, so what do I want to talk about today? I want to talk about communication like I have been, but I want to talk specifically about what keeps us from communicating? What keeps you from having your say? What keeps you from expressing yourself? When, as I've said before, when you're born, what's the first thing you do? You breathe. What's the second thing you do? You use your voice. You scream. You cry. So we're born knowing that it's our birthright to express ourselves. We're born knowing that. And yet, over time, some of us, not all of us, but some of us, and I'd say a good few of us, start hiding our voices. And so the question becomes, why? Why do you hide your voice? What keeps you from saying what you need to say? Sometimes I think it's that we don't know how to formulate it, right? You're trying to figure out how to say what you want to say, and you don't know how to form the words. You don't know how to be convincing. You don't know how to say it so that the other person's going to actually understand what you said. And in fact, I just got a person signed up for a discovery call, and they said in their little comment, I feel like I say things and people just don't understand me. I feel like I'm talking and what I'm saying is very clear, and the people listening to me are going, what? What are you talking about? And so there is almost an interpreter problem there going on, right? You're saying something that to you feels extremely clear, but to the person listening to you, it's mud. They just don't get it. And it's not because of anything you're doing wrong. It's because there probably is a better way to say it for them. Not necessarily a better way for you to say it, but it's a better way for you to say it so that they will understand you. So that's one of the things. Like, we feel like I'm saying things and it's like I'm speaking some forgotten language that no one has spoken for thousands of years, because it comes out of my mouth and I totally understand what I said. And the person listening to me is going, yeah, I don't get it. And so there's a big problem there. There's a disconnect that needs to be addressed. And I'm going to explore that a lot further in the coming weeks and months, because I think that misinterpretation or lack of understanding or inability to communicate what you're trying to say so that they get it, so that they understand it, so that they can even take action on it, is one of the big issues that we have to deal with, because we're misunderstanding each other all the time. So that's one of the things that I think is a pillar of what we need to be talking about. Another thing that we need to be talking about is fear. I think we're afraid. I think you're afraid. I think I'm afraid. I think there are times when you want to say what you want to say, And maybe you're not ready for the potential consequences of what you were going to say, right? So you're not going to say something and potentially blow everything up, like blow up your relationship or blow up a friendship or blow up a working relationship, because what you have to say is incendiary. What you have to say is explosive. And you're going, holy crap, this could just blow everything up. And I'm not sure I'm ready to do that. So there's a courage thing that's happening there, but it's fear-based, right? You're afraid that if you say what it is you want to say, nothing will ever be the same again. And isn't that potentially terrifying? Here's the thing, though. I think it's also potentially glorifying. I think it's potentially amazing. Even if you do blow things up, maybe that's the best thing. Maybe the status quo is no longer the thing you need to be concerned with, right? If you want to make changes, one of the first things that you can do is say that you want to make a change, right? Once you say it, it becomes more real. Once you say it, you can hold yourself accountable. And here's the thing. If you say it to someone else, despite the fear, if they are a comrade, if you will, if they're a colleague, they will help you hold yourself accountable. And if you want to say something to that person or those people that will potentially be incendiary, perhaps they need to hear it. That's something that we really don't get, that sometimes the very thing you need to say is the very thing they need to hear. Mind-blowing, right? I mean, even if it's scary, but it's so true. Like sometimes, and it's not a you situation, right? You're not going, you suck. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if you're not happy, or if you need to communicate something, or if you're feeling frustrated, they may need to hear that. Why? Because they may not realize it's going on, right? They may simply not understand that there's something they need to be paying attention to with respect to their relationship with you. And the best way to let them know that there's something they need to pay attention to is to let them know, right? Is to say it, is to talk about it. And I always encourage you to stay in I statements. I feel this, I believe that, I think this, I want to do this. All of those statements are important because they're you. They're coming from you. They're coming from your heart, your soul, your spirit, and they're your truth. That's the most important thing, right? You get to speak your truth. And let me tell you something, that is so freeing. It is unbelievably freeing to finally have your say. It's like nothing you've ever experienced before if you've never done it before. You know, so being able to do that despite the fear becomes crucial. And here's the thing. Yes, you might be afraid that you will change everything. You'll blow everything up. You'll go, it's not going to work, whatever it is. If it's a relationship and you feel like, okay, this isn't working and I have to talk to you about it, you could end up with a former relationship and you may not be ready to let it go. But again, I have to say, if you have your say, if you say this is, I am unhappy because of X, Y, and Z, or I need to make these changes, you're only doing the right thing for yourself. You're only being honest from your heart and with your heart, with this person, but also with yourself. Because let me tell you, nobody can lie to you like you can lie to yourself. We mislead ourselves and we delude ourselves into saying or thinking that we're doing okay when we're not. That is such a big deal. You might act like you're doing okay. You might even say to other people that you're doing okay. And you might even say it to yourself. I'm doing okay. I can handle this. But deep down inside, you know, you're not doing okay. And the sooner you say it to yourself, the sooner you will be able to make some changes. And it's scary, and I get it. And I've talked about it on the show before, but I want to talk about rock bottom. Let me talk to you about rock bottom. In the 12-step program, in any of the 12-step programs, rock bottom is the worst, right? You are at the bottom, the worst possible place you can be. And I get that. In 12-step programs, they think that's a bad place. And I think rock bottom is a good place because up until that moment, you've been slipping and sliding and slipping and sliding, and things have been getting worse and worse and worse. But here's the thing about rock bottom. When you're at rock bottom, you have finally hit stability. you're finally on solid ground. And you know what's amazing about solid ground? It's not going to go anywhere. If you push off from there to start taking steps to make things better, it's going to be a solid foundation underneath you. If you're doing it not from rock bottom, you're still slipping and sliding down. That's a different place. So if you feel like, oh, this is the worst it can possibly get, I've hit rock bottom, I say congratulations, because for the first time, you are standing on a solid foundation. And from there, you can build it to wherever you want to go. It's freeing. Believe me, it is freeing to be at rock bottom because you're stripped away from all the artifice. You're stripped away from all the BS. You're stripped away from all the delusions from other people and also yourself. You're just you. And that's powerful. I gotta tell you, it is a powerful, powerful place to be. Now, I'm not in any 12-step program, so it's a different, and I get that it's a different take on what rock bottom is, but I gotta tell you, for me, that is a moment to celebrate because you are you authentically and for real, standing for the first time, perhaps, on solid ground. Huge, huge thing. So from there, you can build it to where you want it to go. And that's a big part of this. That's a big part of having your say. You can finally say the words you need to say, use your voice, speak clearly, speak from your heart, and say what you need to say to the people in your life, whether they are friends, family, colleagues, acquaintances, whatever. Being honest is the best thing that you can do. And I get it that there are times when we go through social niceties and we say someone is wonderful when they're not, or when they're not acting that way, you know what I mean? And yeah, there are going to be times. But I'm becoming more and more an advocate for the truth. Kindly, kindly told, but the truth. I think Gary Vaynerchuk refers to this as kind candor. And yeah, I believe kind truthfulness, because you know, the way I end every one of these talks with you is I always say, be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Absolutely, be kind, but also be frank. Right? You can be frank and kind at the same time. You can have candor and be incredibly kind while you do it. So important, because you're not doing this to piss people off or to alienate them. You're doing it because you need to have your say for, again, perhaps for the first time. So the fear of blowing everything up and changing everything, it's a fear. But it's only a fear. You may change things, but you may change them for the better. And that is not a bad thing at all, right? So here's another way fear plays a role. We fear being judged. That's one of the things that we fear when we're talking about having our say. And here's the thing about that. I call harumph, right? I call poppycock. I call dropple. I really do. And here's why. Who do they think they are to judge you, right? That's something we have to really, really become aware of. We start doing this thing for ourselves and in ourselves that someone is going to find us wanting. Oh, they're going to think I'm a bad person. They're going to think I'm not worthwhile. They're going to think I suck. They're going to think I'm not nice. They're going to think I'm bad. Honestly, who cares what they think? Truthfully, who cares? And if you do, it might be a really good thing to think about. Why? What makes you care what other people think, right? Because a lot of us keep from saying what we want to say because we're afraid that other people are going to judge us. And the question I keep coming back to is, why are you giving them so much power over you? Really, why are you giving anyone else that much power over you and your path on this planet? It's so important. It's so important to start thinking that, you know what? It doesn't really matter what they say. They are not the boss of you. You are the boss of you. You are the boss of you. That's the best way to say it. And you know what? Say it with me right now. I am the boss of me. I am the boss of me. I am the boss of me. You are the boss of you, right? What they say doesn't matter in the scheme of things. What they think doesn't matter in the scheme of things. It just doesn't matter. You know, what matters is you being truthful to who you are, in kindness, of course, but be truthful. Who are you lying to if you're lying to yourself? You're lying to your own soul. You're lying to your own spirit. So being afraid that someone else is going to judge you, yeah, I get it. I get the fear. But I also get that a lot of us, most of us, I'd say, are afraid of that. And if we're all walking around afraid of being judged by other people, then we're all judging and we're all being afraid. You know, and as they say, in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. Well, if that's true, if the one-eyed person, I'm going to change it around, if the one-eyed person is king in the land of the blind, then why the heck don't you be the person who opens that eye? Why not? Why not be the person who goes, you know what? I don't care so much. And if they judge me, it says a lot more about them than it says about me, because they feel the need to push me down to make themselves feel better. And that's a really, this is something, I should probably do an entire other episode of this, but this is something I want to introduce right now. I have always had trouble with people who feel the need to denigrate, to insult, to push down, to put down other people in order to elevate them, their own opinion of themselves. Because that's what they're doing, right? The second you're putting someone else's down, you're going, well, I would never do that. I would never say that. I would never look like that. I would never wear that, which means I'm somehow better than the people I've just put down. You're not any better. Let's just call it what it is. You're not any better. The second you feel the need to insult someone else instead of approaching them with kindness, you're putting yourself into a pretty harsh light because you feel the need to judge someone else for what they're doing, for what they're saying, for what they're wearing, for how they look, whatever, right? Now, as a vegan, I have to always say this. I have to say this. I believe in kindness towards all. So that means kindness towards the earth, kindness towards the animals. I believe, in fact, on my phone, I have a little, on my lock screen, I have a thing that says, leave it better than you found it. So I will always stand up for and defend animals and defend the earth. I will always do that. Always, always, always. There's nothing that's ever going to stand in the way of that. And in fact, I will always, I've gotten myself in trouble standing up for people and animals that were being abused. If I see it, I will stop it. So is there judgment there? Yeah, you bet your bippy. There's some judgment there. If I see someone hurting someone defenseless, I'll get involved and I will absolutely judge that person. And I will behave in a manner that will let them know that they need to stop. This is unacceptable behavior. It's unacceptable to hurt someone defenseless. It's unacceptable, especially in front of me. And I'm being as raw and real with you as I possibly can. If I see it and when I see it, I will get involved and I will stop it. And is there judgment? I guess there is, because I'm going, yeah, that's wrong. It's wrong to abuse anyone. It's wrong. And that's something that I will stand behind. So when I talk about judgment, it's not about that sort of stuff. Like, yeah, if you're hurting someone, if you're abusing someone, absolutely, that is wrong. And I will absolutely judge that. And I'm allowed to, and so are you. What I'm talking about is someone's core of who they are, but also, you know, people, I remember, I'm going deep into this. When I was a kid, my family immigrated from the Soviet Union. Well, we emigrated from the Soviet Union and immigrated to the USA. It's always weird, emigration versus immigration. But anyway, and when we got here, we were very poor, and all of my clothes came from garage sales. That's where, you know, I don't even know if we had thrift stores in Detroit. We probably did, but we didn't know them. So my father would buy garage sale clothes, or my mother would sew them. And I was embarrassed like crazy that all of my clothes were secondhand. All of my clothes were, you know, repaired. Luckily my mother was a seamstress and she was able to repair them. But I didn't buy new clothes. I didn't get new clothes until I started working and was able to buy something for myself. Now, what was embarrassing about it to me was not that I was wearing secondhand clothes. It was that people judged me for wearing secondhand clothes. My classmates made fun of me because of the clothes I was wearing, because they were out of fashion or they were ragged or whatever. And that was sad, right? Now I look at it and I'm like, oh, you people sucked. Let's be honest, because that's not what you should do. But then kids can be really nasty and mean sometimes. So that's what happened. And that's the kind of judgment I'm talking about. Don't do that, right? If you see someone who's wearing something that is out of fashion or whatever, judging them for that is droppable behavior. It's mugby behavior. It's not appropriate. So that's not the kind of judgment I'm saying as far as, you know, judging someone, being judgmental about someone who abuses someone else, right on. You know, and maybe you can help them stop and maybe you can educate them and or whatever. But in the moment, if you see abuse, you stop it, or at least I do. I'm sorry if I sound really preachy, but that's really, it's a core tenet of my existence. But as far as, you know, what people are wearing and how they're speaking, I remember, boy, this this episode's going all over the place, but this is pertinent, I promise. I remember listening to an NPR talk show, and the person who was hosting the talk show was not a native English speaker, so they had an accent. And someone called in and had a question. They were doing a call-in show that hour, and someone had a question who had a pretty thick accent from somewhere other than the USA. And the person who was the host said something along the lines of, well, if you're going to call into the radio, to a radio show, you need to learn how to speak English because I can't understand you, and hung up. And I'm listening to this and it flabbergasted me. I was like, wait, not only did you judge someone else for having an accent, but you have an accent too. You are not always understandable. What on earth is going on here? And I think, you know, now looking back at the psychology of this, he himself might have felt a little bit insecure about his own accent, maybe. And so instead of being able to be kind and open to the person who wanted to communicate and just was having some issues with it, instead of trying to understand that person better, he shot him down, right? And that's one of those things where I remember listening to it and just, it blew me away. I was like, wow. And that was the moment I stopped listening to that radio show, because I realized that on some level, it was either this person was being incredibly judgmental or they were being incredibly insecure. And I wasn't sure I wanted to get my advice and wisdom from someone who was willing to lash out like that to someone who was, you know, they call it punch down. This guy was punching down. This person was trying their hardest to communicate. And instead of elevating them and helping them and lifting them up and getting to the bottom of the question, he punched down and made them feel bad and hung up on them. And it just was like, what? And so this is something that I think is important for all of us. We can try to understand each other better. We can be more kind towards one another. As you know, I talk about it all the time, but it is something that I think is important, that when we're in that space, when you're in that space of receiving communication, try and receive it with kindness. And if you don't understand, ask for clarification. Ask them to see if they can clarify and help you understand what they're trying to say. That's one of the things that we have to remember. Having your say ends up being a two-way street, right? Because you have your say, but if they don't get it, then what did you say? And then it becomes up to them to go, okay, I didn't get it. I didn't understand. Can you state it differently? And if we try to figure out how to say things, how to express them so that the other person gets them from both ways, right? You say it, they don't get it. They ask for clarification. You try to clarify. If they get it, then you're good to go. If they still don't get it, they might ask further questions and you try to clarify further. And then eventually you'll get to the point where what you said and what they understand are the same thing. I'm not telling you to change your stance. I'm telling you to explain so that they get it. That's all it is. That's what it is. That's ultimately how we listen to one another, right? We are living in increasingly global village, right? This is a global village. So I find myself talking often with people for whom English is not their first language. And of course, English isn't my first language, but I'm pretty fluent nowadays. And when I'm talking to someone for whom English isn't their first language, if they don't get me, it behooves me to go, hey, let me explain myself. Let me clarify. Let me give you additional information so that by the time I'm done, you get me. And if they can't, make themselves understood, if I'm trying to understand them and I can't, then I ask questions that might help me clarify for myself what they're trying to say. It helps both of us be able to do that. So I'm going to continue talking about this whole fear-based thing. We talked about the fact that we're fearing being judged. We're fearing about blowing up the things in our lives that feel like they're good. I'm going to say that again. I guess I said lives. I talked about feeling judged. I talked about feeling like you're going to blow up everything in your life if you talk about whatever it is you're going to talk about. And there's also the, did I say it right? Did I say it for myself? Did I express myself correctly? That's a big one. And that's one I'm going to dedicate an entire episode to, because when you say something versus do they understand you, two totally different things. But as you formulate what you have to say, what you want to say, so that it comes out the way you intend to say it, that's a moment in time that is all yours. And I encourage you to take that time. Take the time you need in order to formulate what you have to say. Embrace the pause. I've said that before, you know, and I still believe it to this day. All right. Embracing the pause. I'm going to hit pause on this episode, or actually stop in a second. If you have questions, if you want to get in touch with me, I would love to hear from you. And in fact, if you want to do some coaching around communication so that you can express yourself better and tell your story better, book a discovery call with me. It's free for you. And we'll see if there's a way for me to help you. If you want to work together for me to help you express yourself better, I would love to do that. The link for that is in the show notes. And I would love to hear from you. Alrighty. Oh, and I will say, just yesterday, somebody filled out the form and they misspelled their email address. Please double check your email address so that I'm getting to the right place, so that in order to be able to get you the Zoom link for the discovery call, that I'll have the correct information. All right, cool. I'm excited to talk with you. I'm excited to hear from you. Until next time, this is Isolde Trachtenberg reminding you to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2022. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind.